Hello, Anna Malos Kidman here in the Good Company podcast. A weekly dose of inspiration, motivation, thought provocation, trick and tips to have more fulfilled, more aligned life. That's my goal here. That's my intention to share anything I learned, anything that comes up. Sometimes I bring guests who did the work, are doing the internal work and changing the world for better in all kind of different ways. Today is a solo, and I will try to keep it under 10 minutes. Again, this year my goal is to take as little as possible of your precious resource, which is your time, the most precious resource besides energy we have. So I want to talk about apology, and most importantly, lack of apology. This is something that took me years. Took me years. And I literally was talking to my daughter the other day because I want her to do better and learn, both of my daughters. I don't know how much Sena got from this monologue. But, I was in the situation in life that I was waiting for an apology from somebody. Somebody hurt me deeply, and caused a lot of pain in my life. I don't believe it was intentionally. I choose not to believe that. And it stopped me in life for many years. I really was asking myself, why you cannot apologize? I'm directly asking you for apology so I can move on. Because when we get apology, this is acknowledgement of our feelings. This is acknowledgement of our needs. This is acknowledgement of who we are. And this apology just is so wonderful because it helps so much quicker to move on, right? Apology creates some kind of closure on the pain, and then we can move on. I think that's why we always, and it's so great to have it, and we want apology, right? Because that's how it works. But for many years, I didn't, and I asked directly. Again, I don't want to mention details. It doesn't matter because it can be anything in your life. And I ask directly, I want to move on and I want to hear that you acknowledge my feelings and my pain and what I thought. And even if it wasn't your intention, because you can apologize for, I always give this example, like when somebody pinch you, like when I pinch somebody, right? It doesn't really hurt me, pinch, but this person feels the pain. And when they tell you, hey, you hurt me, I'm like, it didn't feel like pain, but I am going to acknowledge your feelings, and I am going to say I'm sorry, right? So it's amazing to have apologies. It really eases the process, but sometimes you won't get it. And I had to come to conclusions several years ago, I think 5 or 6. Wait, how old is my older? Probably like 7 years ago, that I won't get apology and I'm moving on. And there are different ways you can do actually go around this apology. Hopefully you are easy, you are very easy going and can let go of things, and you may not even like, I don't care, that's amazing for you. But if you don't have that amazing talent and capability, you can write a letter to yourself apologizing for whatever you didn't get apology from, right? You can do a little recording for yourself to get this apology. You can write a letter to that person who did not apologize and voice your feelings. And are you, I think in situation like this, doing anything kind of forgiveness exercise. Is it a forgiveness letter or forgiveness meditation where you meditate and you really feel in heart forgiveness from this person, even if you have to force yourself initially, which happened to me. I had to like force myself initially to feel this forgiveness, but now it became this feeling of forgiveness and letting go without apology feels much better than being stuck in this pain of lack apology and lack move of moving on. So whatever does the trick to let go of that pain without apology. It's just so important because this really allows you to move on. And just I always say about my golden rule of, how someone treats you does not define you, and all it only defines that person. So if they hurt you, it says nothing about you. It doesn't mean you don't matter. Doesn't mean you are not worth it. Doesn't mean you are not enough. It has to do something with that person and their projection, their power tripping, their lack of ability to acknowledge your feelings, to acknowledge you, to acknowledge your needs. And then when you think about it, do you want to have close to yourself people in your life like that, who don't acknowledge your feelings, who don't acknowledge your needs, who can't take responsibility for their actions, even though they may not feel good, bad to them, but you say, hey, they were not good for me and they were hurtful, painful for me. Do you even want to have close to you people like that? No, you don't. You want to have somebody around you, people that when you say, hey, this hurt me. This really hurt me, my feelings, and made me feel bad and made me feel whatever it is, hurt, betrayed, disappointed, whatever it is. They will tell you, you know what? I wasn't my intention. I don't know. I changed my mind. I changed my I don't know, my goals in life or my how I see life, and I change how to see I see our relationship. And again, it wasn't my intention to hurt you. I am sorry for my actions. And it's not about I'm sorry for how you feel, because it's not about how I feel. You don't have to be sorry how I feel. It's being sorry for your actions. You know what I mean? Like, I heard that lately. I'm sorry for your feelings. It's like, don't be sorry. My feelings are my feelings. So important to not wait, not to expect apology. Get yourself together, forgive, move on, live your life without giving ability to these people who hurt you to in any capacity to stop you and to not allow you to flourish and stay in any kind of pain for any time longer. What do you think? What apology, how what is your take on apology? Do you need it? Do you expect it? Did you have any experience where you did not get apology and it was hard for you to move on? Or you got a beautiful apology? Oh, that would be a great story to get and to hear. Until the next time, love and